And now to a very different kind of technology problem with the government. The noise over and the problems associated with the online website, front-end user interface, enrollment program, call it what you will, for the Affordable Care Act, the Obamacare program, it's all escalating. It's a problem of software, branding, and this beta test is proving to be a radioactive gamma ray to the administration right now. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, joins us now. We've got hearings, we've got critics, we've got Democrats who are jumping on the bandwagon here. What's going on, Todd?
Yeah, you've got all those things, and you've even got some tweaks to the individual mandate from the White House itself. That's the big news. Let's get to that first if we can. John, people may have heard, and I just want to put a cap on this really quickly, they may have heard that the Obama administration has delayed the individual mandate. I want to state, not true. They certainly haven't done that. The individual mandate that is so controversial as part of the Affordable Care Act remains in place. But here's what the White House did do last night. Jay Carney, White House press secretary, had forecast this earlier in the week that this might be coming, and then they went ahead and did it. Here's what they did. The end of the open enrollment period. The open enrollment period to sign up for insurance under the Affordable Care Act is October 1st through March 31st. That remains the same. However, there was a deadline in the middle there in February 15th when you would have had to enroll in coverage to avoid the gap under which you would have had to pay a fine if you went too long without insurance under the Affordable Care Act. All they did was they moved that date from February 15th and lined it up with the March 31st that's already in place, which is the end of open enrollment, so those two dates are the same. That means you enroll for coverage by March 31st, no matter what, even if your coverage doesn't kick in until April 1st or April 15th. No fine, no $95 in the first year. That's what the White House did last night.
You're talking fine print there, Todd Zwillick. But basically, even though the administration officials say that this is deadline-related, it's administrative, it's not related to the technical problems with the website, it's certainly going to benefit them to have a longer enrollment period, right?
Look, timing is everything in politics. They say it's not related. They were going to do this anyway. Of course, they had telecast this, that this was coming after problems with healthcare.gov already arose. And if you need to know whether or not the problems with healthcare.gov are a political problem for Democrats, not the White House announcement notwithstanding, let's go down the list now of vulnerable Senate Democrats in red states who are up for re-election, who have come out in the last couple of days, 48 hours in some cases, and said they are for a delay now in the enrollment period, an extension of it anyway. Senator Jeanne Shaheen of New Hampshire first proposed it. Then you have Pryor of Arkansas, Landrieu of Louisiana, Begich of Alaska, and Hagan of North Carolina, all up in 2014, all Democrats, all saying, yeah, we'd like to extend the open enrollment period because healthcare.gov is too much of a headache for people.
Although, you know, there's plenty of political cover there because extending the enrollment period, which happens a lot when there are software problems in the private sector and the public sector, you know, you ship the product when it's ready and not before. It's different than repealing or defunding. Nobody's saying that on the Democratic side.
There is one Democrat who is saying delay the individual mandate, which has been one of the many Republican positions in the shutdown fight. That person is Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, who has taken a decidedly moderate, sometimes you could say Republican view on parts of the Affordable Care Act. He has proposed and has signed up with Republicans for a delay, but he's one Democrat who so far stands alone. Now, other Democrats are saying nasty things about the administration, saying somebody needs to be fired. One Democratic senator said yesterday that the rollout is a disaster, said another. So Democrats are definitely, John, definitely worried not only that this is going to give a bad brand to the Affordable Care Act, but over in the House, John, the shutdown and debt limit fight has been so damaging to Republicans in terms of the polls, in terms of their brand. Democrats over there are starting to wonder out loud that if this doesn't get fixed and fixed soon, it could completely obviate their chances of taking back the House. And not a lot of people think they can do it, but they think they can get close.
And contractors involved with the Affordable Care Act expressing some frustration of working with the culture of the government. It's not like being in Silicon Valley. Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
Pleasure.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent.